All right, so we're going to start Nun Vav Amud Beis, Erev Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara over here is talking about how to measure the Migrash versus the Tchum. The Tchum, as we know, goes 2,000 Amos out around the city, and the Migrash is, the Torah says, around the city of every Levi city has an area, a planted area of 1,000 Amos around the city. And the Gemara before made a comment that the Migrash is only a quarter of the Tchum. That Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosef says that the... I'm just trying to find who says this. That it's one quarter of the Tchum. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosef, sorry. No, that's not the one who says it. Excuse me for a second... Here it is. Yeah, it is Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosef. It's one quarter of the Tchum. Now the problem is that if the Migrash is 1,000 Amos and the Tchum is 2,000 Amos, so the question is, how do you get to one quarter? So we gave one answer that basically when you're calculating the size of the Migrash, what you have to realize is that the Tchum includes the corners. And the Migrash doesn't necessarily include the corners, plus you have the size of the city. So the number that the Gemara left off with, according to the first teretz of the Gemara, was that the Migrash takes up 12, and the Tchum takes up 36, which is a third. However, then you have to calculate the fact that it's a circle, the city is a circle as opposed to a square, so you reduce it by a quarter, so instead of using the number 12, use it, minus 3 is 9, so 9 out of 36 is one quarter. Let's start from two lines from the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis. Abaya Omar, Mishkachas Lanami B'mosa Dehavi Alpa Alpa Alpa. Instead of using the measurement that we're using till now, that was 2,000 Amis, the city itself was 2,000 by 2,000, rather, we're going to use a city that's 1,000 by 1,000, and it's still going to come out to a quarter. Tchum Kamei Have. So how much does the Tchum work? Now, whenever the Gemara over here in this context uses the word Tchum, it means the area that's directly in front of the city, not the corners. So how much area does the Tchum take up? Have tamne, that's 8, because you have 4,000 Amos on each side, because it's 2,000 Amos out, but it's only 1,000 Amos across. So it's 2 times 4, which is 8. Karnes kama have shitsa. The corners take up another 16, which is 4 corners, each one is 4,000 Amos, because you're still extending 2,000 Amos in each direction. And it's times 4 corners, so that's 16. So altogether, you have 24. Dal arba de tchumim. So take out 4 of the tchum, meaning 4 of those corners are going to be used for the migrash, so that's 4. Va'arba de karnois. Sorry, arba de tchumim. Take out 4 amas of the tchum, meaning the 1,000 amas in front of the city are for the migrash. And va'arba de karnois and a quarter of the corners are used for the migrash. Kamahavne tamne, so 8 on the front and 4 in the corners is, excuse me, 4 in the front of on each side of the city and 4 in the corners, that's a total of 8. So the Gemara says, Tilsahavi. Again, that doesn't get you to a quarter, that only gets you to a third. So the Gemara says, Misavis birbu kamar bigulu kamar. Again, same thing. So who says, we're not talking about a city that's squared, but rather we're talking about a city that's in a circle. Kam ruba yeser ala igul. How much is a quarter, a square more than a circle? Revia. It's a quarter, well, the circle is a quarter less. So dal revia, so take 8 minus a quarter, which means you're subtracting 2, pashalu shiso, so you're left with 6. Vishisa mechavtala revia have. And again, once again, then you're left 6 out of the 24, because the 24 measurements of the tchum around the city didn't change. So 6 out of 24 is one quarter. Okay, that's the second teretz of the Gemara. Ravina omar, my revia, revia de tchumen. Ravina says that all we're doing is we're just counting the tchum. Forget about the rest, so... If you're just counting the tchum, meaning the area in front of the cities, we're not counting the corners at all. So one, the migrash, the 1,000 in front of the city is 4, plus the 16. 4 out of the 16 is going to be one quarter. And Ravashi Omar, my revia de karnos. He says you don't even count the. He says you only put the migrash in the corners. So each corner, as we already established, was 4. If you can visualize it, it's 4 boxes in each corner because you have 2,000 amas out in each direction. Make a square of 1,000 amas each. So just simply say the first corner, the one box out of the four boxes is used for the Midrash, so that's where you get one quarter from. So Amalei Ravina Le Ravashi, the Torah says that you should put the Midrash around. So how do you get the Midrash around if it's only on the corners? So the Gemara says, my Sovav the Karnas, it means corner around on the corners. If you don't say that, meaning the concept of just using the corners is considered around. So Gabe Oilo Dhsiv Zorkubine Aaron Sadam al Mizbeh Sav. By Oilo also you put the blood on the Mizbeh on the corners, and the Torah uses the expression Saviv. That's considered going around. So Hachanami Saviv Saviv Mamish. So therefore over here also this is considered going around, even though it doesn't go around the sides of the city, it only goes on the corners. Elamai Saviv fine. My sub the karnas. So saviv over here also means just on the corners. Amar Rav Chavina mechuznala Ravashi. So Rav Chaviva says to Ravashi va'ika morsha de karnas. So but you have the part of the city that sticks into the corners, and in other words, this is talking about where the city has to be a circle. Sorry, the city is squared out, and the Midrash is going to be out in a circle, so the square part of the city is going to stick into the circle. So the Gemara answers, B'masa Egulasa. So we're talking about a round city, so the city, really, even though for purposes of the Tchum, you even out the side, so that creates a square, but for purposes, the reality is that the city is really a circle, and the Midrash around it is a circle, so it's not a problem. Varivua, but it has to be squared. So the Gemara says, Eimad, I mean, Chazinon. That's where we say it has to look like it's squared. Commande marva. You look at it as if it's squared. Rivua vada mi maravna. But do you actually square it out? In other words, you're not really reconstructing the fence around the wall around the city. It's just for calculating purposes, you square it out. But the reality is that it's a circle. So therefore, it doesn't extend into the Midrash itself. Amal Rav Chaniloi mechuzuna al Ravashi. So Rav Chaniloi says, Michti, kama meruva yeser al eagle. We said before, how much is a square more than a circle? Revia. So it's a quarter more. Sahani tamni mea vishis mea shis. Right. We said before the Gemara Nun Vavimve said that when you square out the city, what you end up gaining is 800 amos on each corner, because of the fact that it's a square as opposed to a circle. So the Gemara says, but if that's true, shis mea v'shitim v'sheva nechitil sahave. It's really 666 and 2/3, because if the 800 would be the perfect square, it would be a perfect square would create 800 amas out in the corners. But the reality is that if it's a third less, the circle creates a third less, takes up, or put it this way, the Gemara in the Havamina thinks that the circle takes up 2/3 of the square, or 3/4 of the square, which means the distance between the outside edge of the circle and the corner of the square should only be 667 amos, which is an extra quarter, not the full 800. In other words, the reduction of 800 should be reduced by a quarter. So the Gemara says, that's only when you're talking about the area of the circle within the square. But when you're dealing with the diameter or the hypotenuse of the triangle that's created by the square, the hypotenuse straight down the middle, it really takes up more area. And I'll explain in a second. Every triangle that's one amma by one amma, if the legs of the triangle are one amma, the hypotenuse of the triangle is going to be an amma and 2/5. It's going to be an extra 2/5. So here also, Rashi has a very interesting explanation. If you put a circle inside a square, there are certain points of the circle that touch the sides of the square. And there are certain points of the square which are extended all the way out. The corners are all the way out from the circle that don't get close to the circle. So the reason why, yes, it's true that the square altogether in the aggregate only takes up a quarter more area than the circle, but the distance of the furthest part of the corner of the square from the circle is more than a quarter larger. because all of that, because some part of the circle actually touches the walls of the square, so you have to compensate for that in the furthest part. The furthest part is more than a quarter, and the smallest part is less than a quarter. So the extra part that gets used up by the circle touching the side of the square gets pushed out, pushes out the corner further than a quarter of the distance from the sides of the circle. So that even though 667 would in fact be the perfect measurement if you're dealing with three quarters of the measurement, but it's really more than three quarters, so it comes out to 800 amos because if you look at the picture in Tosfos, just for purposes of, for the sake of using a picture, you see how part of the, imagine the inside square was a circle, but part of the circle touches the walls of the square, and then out in the corners, it's much further out. So the distance all the way to the corner has to compensate for the fact that part of the circle is touching the sides of the walls of the square. Okay. Zok the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, Nois and Karfif Le'ir, we saw this concept before, that around every city, before you actually start measuring the tchum, you put this open space area around the city. So, Nois and Karfif Le'ir, that's called a Karfif, Divrei Reb Meir. It's an open area, it's a storage space around the city, you put it around every single city before you start measuring the tchum of 70 amas. But the Chacham say, you only use the concept of a Karfif if you're measuring, if you're trying to combine two cities, if the distance between each city has only 70 amas and a little bit, so you make that open area is considered necessary for the city, so it actually combines the two cities to be considered one. But the Chacham say you only use that concept when you're trying to measure a space between two existing cities. The Chen Gimel Kfarim, if you have three little towns, Ham Shaloshin, that create a chain, that are one next to the other, Im Yesh Ben Shnayim Echitzanim, if the two outer ones, Mei Adarba V'Achas V'Shlish, if the two outer ones are only 141 Amos and a third away from each other, Oysa Ham Tzayis Shaloshin L'Yos Echad, so then that middle city actually can be considered combined to be included and the two outside, to be part of each one of the outside cities. In other words, if you have a city all the way to the right, the guy living in that city wants to walk outside to the left. He wants to travel towards, let's say, the west. He doesn't start measuring his tchum immediately as he steps outside the door of that city, but rather he goes all the way to the third city because the middle city is close enough to be considered part of his city, and the middle city is also close enough to be considered part of the city all the way to the left. So therefore, it's now considered all one big city, and you can walk through all three of those cities without even starting to measure your tchum. Minani mili. So how do we know that we give the concept of a karfef? Amakra, amaravad amakra, because the pasuk says mikir ha'ir v'chutza, from the wall of the city and outward. So we see that there's an outward part of the city. So amritay retain chutza v'yachakach medoid. That first you give an outside area, a surrounding area, and then you start measuring. And we know that this measurement of 70 amos is based on the size of the Mishkan, the chatzar of the Mishkan. So therefore you measure 70 amos before you start counting the tchum. Now, we had an machlekes in the Mishnah whether you use the concept of a karfef for only one city or for two cities. V'chacham omrim layomru, they said only if you have two cities. So itmar, this is where we saw it before. Ravuna omar noisen karfef lezu, the karfef lezu. Once you have two cities and you include the concept of a karfef, each city gets its own karfef and part of the measurement. V'chibarav omar karfef echad l'shteim. No, if you have two cities, you can use the concept of a karfef, but they shear one karfef to join, to merge the two cities. Tanan. But let's see our Mishnah. It says you give a karfef between the two cities, so it sounds like that you only put one karfef there. To you after the Rav Huna that said you give two. Amalach Rav Huna will answer, my karfef, toiras karfef. You really give, the concept of karfef applies because you have two cities, but how many karfefs? You give two karfefs. Ula oilam karfef lezu, the karfef lezu. And in fact, when you're measuring, now that you have the concept of a karfef, you give a karfef to each city. Hachanam Mestavri, that in fact makes sense. Mizik Tani Seifa, because the end of the Mishnah says, Im Yesh Lezu Ayinama Vashirayim, Lezu Ayinama Vashirayim, says each city has its own separate 70 Amas, Oysa Karfef Lashtayim, Lios Echod. Then you make the karfef into one big city. So Shmami no. So we see that in fact, once you add the concept of the karfef, you give a karfef for each separate city. So now it slugs up Rav Chiya Barav that said you only have one karfef. Amalach Chiya Barav, he says no. Hamani Rav Meiri, that line of the Mishnah that says you give 70 amos for this one and 70 amos for this one is actually going according to Reb Meir, because he says you give 70 amos for every city, even for one city. So the Gemara says, "E Reb Meir, if you go according to Reb Meir, hotani le'resha." Reb Meir already says you give a karfif to each city. Noisin karfif le'ir divrei Reb Meir. That was the beginning of the Mishnah, that you give a karfif. Tzricho. We need the beginning of the Mishnah to tell us that you give a karfif for one city, and you also need the Mishnah at the end to tell us that you give two karfifs for two cities. Why di imeahi, if you only had the beginning of the Mishnah, havamina l'chodo, v'chad, havamina chad l'chodo v'chad l'tarti, that you give one karfif whether you're dealing with one city, two cities, three cities, it doesn't matter. Kamash malon, that's why we have to teach us in our Mishnah, de l'tarti, treya havina l'hu, that if you're dealing with two karfifs, you have to give, if you're dealing with two cities, rather, you have to give two karfifs. That's why we need the end of the Mishnah. V'yashmina hachan, if we only said the end of the Mishnah, that for two cities you give two, v'shem t'techika t'shmashayu, like we had before. Because when you have two cities, they need more area, so they can't really be squished into one karfif. Aval hasam t'loy t'techika t'shmashayu. But when you have one lone city in the middle of nowhere, maybe it doesn't need a karfif around it. Emaloy, that you would think that you don't have to give a karfif at all. Tzricha to tell us that no, even for one city by itself, you also need to give a karfif. Tanan. We learned at the end of the Mishnah, if you have three cities that are lined up one next to the other, and there's only a distance of 141 amos for shlish and a third in between them, the middle city makes all three cities to join together to be one. Now, the Gemara says, time at the Ika Emtsoi. So that's only because there's a middle city. But if there's no middle city, you wouldn't give an extra karfev to each of them. So to you have to do Rav Huna, because according to Rav Huna, it says you always give two karfevs, and this seems to imply it's only because there's a middle city that you give a karfev on either side, but and therefore you have two. But otherwise, you wouldn't give two karfevs just to join two cities together. Amalach Rav Huna, no. Ha'itmar Allah, we already saw an explanation to this Mishnah, telling us a different chiddush. Amar Rabba, because Rabba taught us Amar Ravidi, Amar Rav Chanina, I'm not talking about the cities are really next to each other, one right after the other. And that's why, and of course in that case, the Mishnah wouldn't have to tell us that you give two karfevs for each. Ella, the cases that Royin Kol She'ilu Matelem Tsoi Beineim, the case is like this, that you have two cities, and then you have a third city below them in the form of a triangle. And the third city below them is located, is situated so that if you would put the middle one, Beineyem, Beyem Shaloshin, and then they would form a chain, a straight line, and also the distance, once you locate the middle city in between them, even though the reality is it's not there, but we're going to move it up to be in between them. And then, Ve'ein Bein Zeh L'Zeh, Elikuf Me'malav, A'amo, Ve'achas, V'shlish, and then if it would locate it there would only be a distance between the ends of the two cities, 141 Amos. So then, then that's when you could line up to make all three cities to be considered merged into one. So again, if the cities are literally one next to the other, of course, that's not a chiddush, that you give a karfef in between, or two karfefs in between the two cities. The chiddush over here is that the city in reality is not located in between the two cities, but it's close enough, as we'll see. And you can move the middle city up in between the two outer cities to join them together. Amalei Rav Abaya, Kama. How close or how far away can the middle city, which is not lined up, but it's part of the triangle, how far away can it be from the outside, the outer cities, to still be moved up in between them and join them together? Amalei, apayim amo, has to be 1,000 amos from the end of the city. So it seems to be a machlekas rishonim over here. How do you measure? Most rishonim learn that we're talking about from the corner, the end corner of, let's say, the right city to the upper corner of the middle city has to be not more than 2,000 amos away. The Chazon Ish learns is very interesting. He says what you do is you actually draw a line, a straight line, between the ends of the two cities, the two outer cities, and then you measure from that imaginary line straight down to the middle of the middle city, 2,000 amos, which means the middle city could actually be a little bit further away, because instead of measuring it at an angle, you're going to be measuring it straight 2,000 amos, so you're going to gain a little bit further, and still the Chazon Ish says that middle city is close enough to be considered joined in between the two cities. Okay, now, Va'at hu da amri is kavose de rova berei de rabo, barav huna. But you were the one who said that it makes more sense, like Rav barav huna, mastavra da amri yosime alpayim oma. That you said by the keshes, when you're dealing with the bow, the city that you says that it could even work if it's more than 2,000 amas. So why over here In other words, to consider the bottom part of the horseshoe city, to consider that part of the extended all the way to the top of the horseshoe, you said that it could even be more than 2,000 amas to fill it in. So how come over here you're limiting it to 2,000 amas? So the Gemara says, "Hachiyashta hasam ikka batim." Over there, in the case of the horseshoe, in the Keshes, there are actually houses all the way, so it can be more than 2,000 amas, and they're still connected, and you can walk through the city on the sides if you want to. Hachaleka batim. Over here, there's no real connection between the bottom of the triangle to the other two cities. So therefore, it has to be within 2,000 amas. How far can the outside two cities be from one another? So the Gemara said, I don't understand. What difference does it make how far away they are? As long as the middle city on the bottom fills up the empty space. And as long as the only distance between the city limits between the outer cities and the middle city is less than 141 amas. Even if it's more than 4,000 amas apart, the two outer cities are more than 4,000 apart. Amar lay in, yes, even if they're more than 4,000 amas apart, as long as it fills in the gap. But we learned by a city that's the size of a bow, that only if the two sides of the horseshoe are less than 4,000 amas away, moedin din lo min ayaser, then you can measure from the extra part. Vimlav moedin lo min akeshes. If not, then you measure from the bottom part of the city and you don't, so to speak, fill in the empty space between the two sides of the horseshoe. So once again, how come over there it's limited to 4,000 amas and over here it's even bigger as long as the middle city fills the gap? Amalei hasam leka lemeimer mili. Hacha ikka lemeimer mili. Over there, you can't really say that the bottom part of the city fills it in. Over here, because the middle city can actually fill it in. So therefore, over here, it can even be more than 4,000 amas. By the case of the Keshes, we don't move the bottom of the shoehorn up into the middle. We literally just fill it up with, we imagine the middle space as if it's filled. Over here, we so to speak, move the middle city up into the empty space. So it doesn't matter how far the empty space is, because you are going to be moving the middle space up. As opposed to the Keshes, we're not moving the Keshes up. We're just imagining that it's full, but it's not. If it's more than 4,000 amas, you can't fill it in. So Amar Rav Safa Rovo, Hare Bineyas Akistifoin De Mashkina Lahutchuma Mehai Gisa Da'ar. They had these two cities that were next to each other, and they were close enough within the Karfeif, and they used to measure the Tchum from the city on the left using the boundaries of the city on the right, and vice versa. B'nei Da'ashtir Meshchina Le'tchum Me'hagizu Da'astifoin Da'akistifoin, and they also used to measure the city on the left, used to use the measurement of the city on the right as their Tchum. So how could they do that? Ha'ika Diglas the Mafsika. The Diglas, which is a river, the river of the Diglas was separated them. They're more than 141 amas apart. The size of the river was very far apart. So how did you join these two cities together? Nofak, he went out, Achvile, and he showed him Hanoch Amtoso Deshuri. He showed him these broken down houses in the middle of an island that were in between the two cities. And therefore, the Mivlei B'Diglas that were absorbed in the middle of the river, like an island in the middle of the river that had houses on it, Bayinama V'Shirayim, and it was actually within 70 amas of each side of the river. So the river itself may have been 100 and, let's say, 50 amas wide. But there was a 20 amah island in the middle with a house, and it was smack in the middle. So it was only, 65 amas on one side and 65 amas on the other side. And therefore, it included as part of the city. It extended the border of the city far enough to merge the two cities. And therefore, you don't have to worry about the fact that they were more than 141 amas apart from each other. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of the Zayin Rebbe's next time. Mirtz Hashem.